are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
There's no stopping us now. That's correct. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's it. That's what you're listening to, the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. I can't say much slower than that. Hey, listen, folks. Later on, not right now, but a little later on in the show, if you're an ACB, if you're an NFB,
or
XYZ member, if you went to any of the conventions, NFB, ACB, XYZ, any conventions, call in. Love to hear from you, from NFB, ACB, or XYZ. Any conventions you went to the last
couple days or weeks. I know a couple of them just ended over the last week.
We're not done yet.
So, folks, call in. We'd like to hear from you. I want to know what you experienced. Maybe you even met Sheila Young. That's an experience in itself.
Hey, watch it.
So phone number to call in is 407-894-680. And if you're driving, I'd love to hear from you. If you're driving, let us know. How's it feel to drive? And especially if you're blind, I'd like to know from how's the experience driving. My kids won't let me drive because they know I'm blind and they won't get in the car if I'm driving. So what can I say, folks? We're gonna do something right now because our show's busy later on. We're going to do a trivia right now. Trivia time.
This is my trivia.
Yeah. But we'll do it now. And we might have another trivia later on. We'll see. But let's do a trivia right now. Chris, are you up?
Live and in full effect.
Who's singing this song?
Me.
Who is singing this song? These are two people singing this song. I want to know both of them. Two of them. Who's singing this song? It's an easy one. Who's singing this song? There's two people. Who's singing it? 407-894-680. The two people singing this big song. This was the number one song. Who's singing it?
You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. To hate to leave me. Now after loving me, let it not.
When it's good for you, babe, and you're feeling all right,
well, you just roll over and turn off the light.
Okay, Chris, that's enough. Great song, number one song. Who's singing it? I want to know both of them. You got to mention both people, both of them. Who's singing it? It's the easy one. Who's singing it? I want both the names. It's not Lucy Ball and Desi Arnaz, I'll tell you right now. And it's not Lynn and Michael Golder. That I can tell you right now. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
You know, Sheila?
Of course she knows. I didn't have to even ask her. She knows. Even Liz knows who's singing it.
I think we lost them. It's awfully quiet.
I'm here. I'm just muted.
Oh, okay.
You know who's singing it, Liz? Don't say. You know who's singing it?
I do. I know one of them, but not both.
You have to know both.
Well, then I guess I can't win.
Okay. Sheila, do you know both?
Sheila must have left.
She left town. Okay. 407-894-1680. We want new callers first, Chris. Is this an easy song? Everybody should know this. The number one song. So who's singing it? Yeah, I have to say something. Howie, if you're listening, you can call in. I'm not going to bite you. I'm sorry that if I upset you a couple weeks ago. So I'm apologizing.
Top,
I'm apologizing to Howie.
Yeah.
That if you call in, I'm not going to bite you. You're more than welcome. Got to mess around with you a little bit. You're supposed to be a good sport, Howie. 407-894-1680.
While we're waiting, I just you spoke to our next guest, so people are wondering, who is that? Well, I just wanted to tell everybody, hold tight, because after we come back from the break, we're going to talk again to our friend Elizabeth Alexa. And Elizabeth has been on the show many times, and we're looking forward to that. So
I thought she's a queen.
No, I'm her royal blindness.
Oh, her royal blindness. Her royal.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, yeah. Her royal blindness.
HRB all the way.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody call? Chris, any callers? Christopher. He must be taking calls.
And yes, Michael, I know who it is.
Okay, thought you did.
Yes.
Know what? You don't know who it is?
Yes.
Why'd you say no?
No, she said she does know.
I said yes. I do know.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
One of my favorite songs.
All righty. All righty. All righty. Okay.
New caller.
I got three callers. I got the
Anybody
first.
New?
I got the. I got two new ones and the first name that you mentioned.
First new one.
All right. So I have Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida, first time caller. And then I have Groovy Diane from Jupiter Beach that's calling. Then, of course, our good friend who you said, hey, call in, you're not going to bite.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. Well, maybe if you do another one.
Okay.
All right, let's talk to Mary.
All right. So Mary it is. And Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing pretty good, Michael. How about yourself?
It's a pleasure to have you on the radio show, Mary. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Are
you
listening on down there on WFTL radio?
You are.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Mary, are you listening on WFTL on the radio down there?
I think she's listening to herself.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You can't listen to us and listen to the radio at the same time. It doesn't work.
No, she's not.
I know.
She's in another room.
I turned the radio off a couple minutes ago.
Right.
So okay.
She's listening to you.
So who do you think, on the trivia, who do you think it is?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know this. It's Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond.
You are 100% correct. Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond, that's correct. You just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway. Subway. $10 gift card is coming your way.
Yes, it is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful
You're
song.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Michael,
how long are you listening?
I've been listening for quite some time.
Very good.
But you never called in before. Keep on calling in. You can't win again for 30 days, though. But keep on calling.
But you know what, Michael?
Yeah, you can call in and say hello anytime.
How do I get a hold of you? Michael.
What?
How do I get a hold
What'd
of
you, say?
You? How do I email you?
She's on the computer.
How can you get a hold of me?
Yeah, give her your email address.
Oh, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Or get her phone. Crystal,
that's
get her
Michael,
phone.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org.
Hey, Mary, what I'll do.
I'll repeat. Michael, let me do it again one more time. If you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org.
And what I'll do, Mary, I'll get some information from you off the air. That way they can get in contact with you as well. All right, Mary?
Oh, that would be terrific.
Are you sighted, Mary?
Thank you.
All right, Mary.
I'm sorry?
Are you sighted?
Are you sighted?
I am, but there's always a question mark behind that. I'm not 100% good.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Mary, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Mary, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
I won't.
I like the other caller called in. Another new caller called in. Be nice.
It's Groovy Diane from Jupiter Beach because she likes to groove. I can hear it in her voice when we hit the conversation. Groovy Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing groovy, but I lost the contest. I hear somebody won.
Well, nice to talk to you on the air, Groovy Diane. But you can call in and next time.
Okay.
I'd love to hear from you.
Am I still going to be a first-time caller since I didn't get a chance?
Yes, you'll still be a first-time caller. Absolutely, Groovy Diane.
Okay, thank you.
You'll still be a first-time caller. I'll make sure you're first time. But listen every week. But you'll be a first time call when you call in.
Sweet.
You're a sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much, Groovy Diane. Hold on one moment, Diane. All right, don't hang up. All right?
Unless you dare to ask me a question.
Bump, 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 bump This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
If you lend someone $20 and you never see that person again, it was probably worth it.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what you're listening to, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, this is your host. That's right, your host, Michael. Can you believe it? Well, keep on listening, you'll love it. 407-894-1680. I'll repeat, 407-894-1680. If you want to know what that number's all about, call and you'll find out what that number's all about. Listen, folks. We have a young lady coming on. Lynn's going to introduce her, but I'll tell you something right now. She's fabulous. Lynn, introduce her, please.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back. Well, this young lady has been on our show many times, but, you know, each time she comes, she adds to her story and just inspires us even more and more. So welcome back, Elizabeth Alexa, and we're really happy you're with us tonight. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's always a joy to be on.
It's always a pleasure to have Royal. What's your name?
Her Royal Blindness.
Her Royal Blindness.
I don't really call her that anymore. I just call her my friend Elizabeth Alexa.
But I would like to know, before we get started here, how many poems do you have in this book?
There's 67 in that specific book.
How did you have time to write 67 poems?
Over the years.
Yes, this book was a compilation of poems that I've been writing over the years, but that is a coping mechanism for me. So writing is a huge, huge positive outlet for me. in terms of life in general. So anything that I feel, I put it into writing, and it makes my light bright, my light a little brighter, and provides me my own inspiration to keep pushing forward.
Could you please tell your story? Because we always have new listeners.
Right.
And for those people who are listening for the first time, right now, as you know, we have over 1 million people listening to this radio show. And a lot of them maybe weren't around last time you were on. So please tell your story a little bit, not much, and then we can go into more details.
Sure. I guess it all started back when I was 6, a very, very long time ago. I was diagnosed with type 1 insulin-dependent, highly insulin-resistant type 1 diabetes. So no matter what we did, we couldn't get my blood sugars to cooperate. And from complications from the diabetes at the age of 27, I was a single mom at the time. My son was 8 years old. And I became completely blind in a matter of 3 months from diabetic retinopathy. And it really helped me figure out who I was. And I try to share this quote with everybody when I explain my journey is, when I had my physical sight, I feel like I lived in darkness. And now that I live in physical darkness, I can only see the light. And the reason I say that is because I've learned so much about myself, so much about the world and energy and light and love and the magic that happens around us every single day, that we've just learned to tune out because life is in such a rush. And so throughout these years of coping with, you know, my diabetes and single parenting and a whole comorbidity of health issues that pile on, I've written poetry and finally followed my dream. And I took the advice of several people that were close with me, and they recommended I write a book. So I did. And it's magical to feel that in my own hands and know that I did this, you know, and just kept pushing, because I don't let anything allow me to give up. To me, giving up isn't a choice. So I just keep fighting and pushing forward and hope that I can inspire other people to do the same by supporting, encouraging, and empowering all those who are able to read and access my poetry. Was that short enough for you? Or did
yes.
I put you to sleep?
I was trying not to talk, yes.
Okay.
Well,
this didn't have to be short.
No. Now tell them about your book, not that much, a book of poems.
Well, this book is called, the title is The Poetic Journey from Darkness into the Light. And it is a compilation of poetry that has been written over many years. Like I mentioned, there are 67 poems in this specific book. It is 151 pages printed. You can purchase it on Amazon or through Barnes & Noble on their website. But if you purchase on Amazon and purchase the Kindle copy, it is fully screen reader accessible. So those who are blind or visually impaired are able to still appreciate the poetry and have something to connect with by using screen readers to read through the poetry. And all of these poems range from life and death to being sighted and losing my sight to being diagnosed with new diseases and health concerns. The birth of my son, the first poem in the book is dedicated to my son, Logan, who is my pride and joy. But it's just all about the ups and downs of life and turning your mindset and attitude into something that's going to move you forward and not only help yourself, but help those around you in the process.
And if anybody's been through so many obstacles in their lives, it certainly is you, Liz. You really, you've overcome, you know, you just managed to move forward.
It's what I do.
It's amazing.
You know, and I thank you for saying that, but, you know, I truly am of the belief that none of our obstacles or hardships are any worse than any others or any less significant, because they all have their own meaning, depending on the person. And we don't walk in other people's shoes, so we just try to encourage others in our own journeys to make it a better and more beautiful place filled with love and light.
And just to tell everybody how amazing you are, you lost your husband, and then shortly after that, we lost Miss Green. And you were kind enough, I mean, in wake of what you went through, that you were encouraging me and, you know, telling me to be strong and just, you know, that you were there for us after Miss Green died. And I thought that was amazing. And you lost your husband. You lost Bryce, your guide dog. I mean,
I lost my husband, Remy, February 7th this year from terminal liver cancer.
Right.
And 8 weeks later, I lost my first guide dog, Bryce.
I know.
So, and I'm leaving in a week from tomorrow to go be matched with my new guide dog.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I think I read that on social media that you mentioned something.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. That's exciting. The same type of dog?
I'm not quite sure what I'm getting. All I was told is it has four legs, a nose, and a tail. So I'm going with that.
That's what you need, right? Yeah.
Yes. Liz, what school are you going to?
I will be returning to the Seeing Eye in New Jersey.
Morristown.
Morristown, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I am rather close to there distance-wise, so it'll be nice to they come and pick me up and then bring me home afterwards.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes, yeah. I'm ecstatic.
And how's Logan doing in college? Did he start college yet?
No, he will be starting August 29th.
Oh, that's
coming up. He received a full scholarship to Kutztown University, actually several scholarships. And he
Congratulations.
Yes, I am very, very proud of him.
He's amazing.
He has been through hell and back, truthfully, since my husband passed. Logan has been my full-time caregiver. Because of all of my health issues, I do receive a significant amount of nursing care at home. So he works 56 hours a week doing my nursing care, plus working part-time and having his own life of school and everything. And he will be attending Kutztown in the fall, like I said, for secondary education in chemistry with a minor in psychology.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what he was studying, so... Yeah.
So that's upstate Pennsylvania.
It sounds like he needs to go into nursing because he would be an amazing, you know.
His heart is passionate and set on teaching. He's had several teachers in his life that have had severe impact on him and what he's been through. He's not had the easiest life either, you know, dealing with, you know, me losing my sight when he was only 8 and I was going through a divorce at the same time. And then both of our best friends, my brother, Aaron, he passed away December of 2017. So that was a real hard time for Logan to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And then losing, you know, his dad in February and his brother, Bryce, in April, the beginning of April. So he's really been through a lot, and that the fact that he wants to give back,
right?
And he wants to, you know, be that new generation of teachers that do not only educate but touch lives and make a difference.
Liz, if
anybody out there has any questions for Liz, please call 407-894-1680.
Liz, before I read one of your poems that you and I discussed off the air,
yes, ma'am.
Aren't you also a life coach?
Yes, I am a master life coach. I have, I am just a straight up master life coach working on my master mindset life coaching certification. And I'm also a neuro-linguistics programming practitioner, as well as a certified meditation facilitator. I love this. It is a passion of mine, and through my poetry, you'll pick up on it. But supporting, encouraging, and empowering other people in their journeys, helping others to uncover and discover their true purpose and how to bring love and light into their life while providing that to others as well. That is my life purpose. So I find great joy and have a lot of pride in doing that to encourage other people.
So I'm sure that you know a few of the people that I know, such as Pam Shaw.
Yes, ma'am.
She is an amazing individual. So,
absolutely.
And one of our own, Gabriel Lopez Cofati, who is getting his life coach certification, who, and I apologize, forgot to acknowledge the fact that he was elected to the American Council of the Blind Board of Directors this year. So, but yeah, it, you know, life coach is just an amazing service that you guys give. So thank you.
I find a lot of comfort in it, especially because my specialty area is supporting those with disease or hardship, disability, things like that. I don't refer to it as a disability. I call it a diff-ability because it's a different ability. I don't feel like it's a disadvantage necessarily. It's just a different way of having to do things.
Liz, right. you're losing your voice. You sound tired, but when we
My voice, that's one of the complications from the diabetes.
I don't want to keep you longer than you.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Liz, tell everybody about the poem that you asked me to read from your book.
This poem is actually the first poem I ever wrote that made a difference. And what I mean by that is when I was younger and still to this very day, I've dealt with severe depression and anxiety disorder that comes along with some severe health issues. And I had been seeing many different counselors growing up and none really were able to reach me or touch me the way that the last individual did, and his name was Dr. David Smock. He was incredible, and on his wall he had a picture of it was a poster, and it was a lighthouse with a little man standing in it during a terrible storm. And I felt like that was my life. It was a storm and just holding on and trying to keep my head above the water. So I wrote a poem called The Waters of Life. And I ended up having it professionally printed and framed. And when I graduated from my counselor's program, I gave it to him as a thank you gift. And still to this day, he has that poem hanging on his wall. Aww. So that is one of the poems that I have included in my book that Lynn will read this evening.
Okay. Well, it's my honor to read from the book. The book is called, once again, The Poetic Journey, From Darkness into the Light by Elizabeth Alexa. And here's the poem. It is called Waters of Life, and Liz wrote it in 1998. Surrounded by endless waters, waves thrashing about, brings a feeling of insecurity. All feelings begin to well up inside, but my foundation holds strong. Continuing to stand firm in my faith, releasing my fears into the depths of the sea, water collapses around me, but still, my foundation holds strong. The waves die down, the sun breaks through the opaque skies, shining a new light upon life. Another storm has passed, another hardship overcome. I continue on with life, bobbing up and down in the uneven waters, but always standing strong, holding my faith and strength high, so not even the strongest of winds can knock them down. Standing strong in the hard times, a new light is shining. Storms clear when the suns begin to shine. We need to stand strong, strong as the lighthouse that never falls. That's beautiful, Liz.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Sorry about the phone ringing in the background.
That was quite absolutely okay. Beautiful. And okay. I grew up in Virginia Beach, and lighthouses in the ocean, and those are my favorite things. We got to get this book on Bard, Liz.
I agree. I would love to discuss that with you. Oh, that would be fabulous.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Yeah.
I was 13 when I wrote that one.
13? Well, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You were just a kid.
And ever since, I've been writing, like I said, even when I went back to college after I lost my sight, I decided to go back to school. And I earned my bachelor's degree in psychology, and all my professors were blown away with my writing. I actually got the highest grade in my capstone class on my research paper because they were so impressed with my writing.
I can see why.
And I am already working on book number two for the Poetic Journey series. That what Lynn was reading, The Waters of Life, is from the first book in the series.
And I bought it.
You did? I bought it.
I didn't meet you at Barnes & Noble up in Pennsylvania, but I bought it on Amazon. And I expect when you come down to Florida, you better sign it for me.
Absolutely.
I don't have Kindle. I haven't figured that one out yet.
But I can buy it on Amazon.
When I was in high school, I wrote poems too, you know. And I got a big fat F for fabulous. F for fabulous.
Oh, we should connect, Michael.
What?
She wants to connect with you. Right.
Great minds think alike, they say.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still looking for my mind.
Poems here. I wish I could read more. But
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you, Liz.
Thank you very much.
For joining us again
tonight. You are so welcome.
You're so talented.
She really is.
Thank you. It's a blessing and a gift that I hold on to. You know, if there's any way that you can ever impact somebody else's life, it can be through a spoken word or the written word, and you never know how that might impact someone else's journey and what kind of light that might bring to their perspective. So encourage one another all the time. Don't ever give up on yourself, because there's always a brighter light shining.
And Liz, get, if you would, get my contact information from Lynn.
Here we go again. I'm only kidding.
I'm
only kidding.
I'm going to charge you for this.
I'm going to start charging for this.
Hey, I'll pay.
And also, Liz, I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of your new guide dog in a couple of weeks. That's so exciting.
Absolutely. I plan on exciting news to share.
Oh, okay. That'll be great. Well, thank you again. Say hi to Logan for us.
Yes, please do.
I will. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Like I said, it's always a joy.
Good luck.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Have a beautiful evening, guys.
You too. Be safe.
Thanks. You as well.
She's unbelievable, isn't she? She's unbelievable.
She's such a sweetheart.
You know, it's funny when they say about mind. When I go out to eat or something, they always say, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, I can always use a new mind." Our listeners didn't get that. I'll say it again. When I
Michael,
go out,
we they got it.
They got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got it. Okay. I promise.
If I'm asked if I need help, I usually respond, "There's not enough help in the world for me."
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@ChristianRecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
We're back. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me loud and clear? We're back. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? I want to make sure you hear it. The phone number, listen very carefully. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You got that? So when you're driving, you want to call us from the car. That's the number, 407-894-1680. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Believe it or not, I'm your host. Name is Michael. We're here every Sunday night, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Listen, folks. I call her Royal Highness. She knows herself as Royal Blindness. But right now, I ask her to come back, so she's going to change her clothes.
I already did my hair.
You already did your hair? Good.
Yep.
But that's good.
So that the radio people can see her.
Right.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're wearing nothing sexy, because I don't want to be able to see you. Even
you got
online.
It. From the head up only.
What are you saying?
Visuals from the head up only. Got it.
Right, right. And
Sheila
is going
to
ask her a question, very important question. Sheila?
Okay.
What's your question you want to ask her?
I am laughing because I was like, okay, on the radio, it doesn't matter what you're wearing because nobody can see what you're wearing. Anyway.
How do you know?
Michael. We're not on Zoom, per se. We're on Zoom, but on the radio, they can't see us. So anyway, at this point tonight, we decided to do something crazy. And we want to know if anyone attended ACB convention, what
is your feedback, and we do not want to hear anything about COVID. We want to hear about your opinion of how you felt your experience went. And if you're at NFB, if you have something to say, please call in 407-894-1680. But Liz was a presenter on one of our Knuckling Down on, and if I'm mistaken, please correct me, Liz, Knuckling Down on Diabetes. Am I correct?
Yes, it was Knuckling Down on Diabetes with the Peer Mentor Relations Program.
All right. So how was your experience with ACB National?
It was fantastic. I know that there was a lot of running back and forth between being in rooms in person and then being in Zoom rooms and connecting the two. And I was just very grateful for the hosts and the facilitators who made that possible and were able to keep it up and running. But the presentation I did was about using my background with experience in diabetes. And as a master life coach, I created a program for the American Council of the Blind Diabetics in Action Group. And this program is called Peer Mentor Relations. And basically what we do is we help to support, encourage, and empower one another as peers. So we have mentors who are experienced or have specific knowledge in certain areas of both diabetes and sight loss. And then we have people who either want to learn more or need an accountability partner. Maybe they are looking into some new accessible technologies for monitoring blood sugars. And I get gather information from every volunteer, whether they want to be a mentor or a mentee. And then I play matchmaker. I will not sing the Fiddler on the Roof song, but it is what's in my mind. And I play matchmaker, and I match these people up. And the program will officially be getting our hard start on September 1st, where the mentors and mentees will communicate twice a week, once a week, to get to know each other well and start helping each other to live lives better and a healthier life with both diabetes and sight loss.
And is one of our resolutions, if I'm not mistaken, that we're going to be discussing tomorrow about the cost of insulin?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into too much detail about that.
I know,
I'm not as well versed on that as our president of our affiliate chapter, Mr. Tom Tobin, would be, or other members of the board. But I was also recently elected onto the board of directors for ACBDA. So I'm going to have to learn about all of that stuff coming up as well.
But if you are a member of ACB, there are meetings tomorrow beginning at noon Eastern, 11 Central, talking about the rest of the resolutions. And one of them is about insulin cost. I do not believe the durable medical equipment. Don't think that's in a resolution, but of course, anyone that supports wanting accessible DME, durable medical equipment, alphabet soup kills everybody, please reach out to your senators and your reps, because we've got a bill in the House. And do you know the bill number, Liz, by chance? Because I don't.
Not at this hour of the evening.
Yeah.
No.
You know, we've got a bill that we have been pushing for years about the fact that all diabetes equipment, you know, heart monitors, et cetera, need to be accessible for all individuals, and they're not. So if you want more information, you can go to advocacy, send an email to advocacy@acb.org, or you can go to acb.org and look under the advocacy category, because all of us that have diabetes, that have medical issues, if you have a heart monitor and you're put on that and they put this thing on you, you can't access it because it doesn't talk to you. So there's so much out there that needs to be accessible that ACB is working on. So, Liz, do you have anything else that I'm missing?
I do want to add that ACBDA and NFB, as well as I believe CNIB from Canada, have all been working together with different insulin pump manufacturers to work on getting this accessible insulin pump and glucose monitoring systems. I'm not at liberty to go into detail on that right now. However, it is something that is in the process, and I have been selected by Tandem Corporate, which is an insulin pump manufacturer, to be part of their new beta launch, which would allow people who are blind or visually impaired, or anyone really, to give an insulin bolus directly from their phone using an app. As of right now, that app is fully accessible and does speak using VoiceOver on the iPhone, which has been a huge, huge thing. But the more we advocate for this, guys, the better it'll be for all of us in the long run. So I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. But also just being part of such an incredible organization to make a difference and to witness these changes being put into motion and hopefully taking place and transforming.
And we do.
I have a question. I have to interrupt.
Hang on,
I have a question,
Michael, because I have a follow up to what Liz said. We are also, as far as ACB, concerned about those seniors who don't have iPhone technology. So we're also concerned about that. So if you are a senior who isn't tech able, please reach out to our ACB office or NFB and let them know that you need assistance. So, Michael, I'm sorry.
Well, I want to know, can anyone listen to the ACB if you're not ACB member?
As far as listening?
As far as when the reference to diabetes. If you have, if you're diabetic.
If you're diabetic, I believe you'll be able to listen to those archives, yes. But to have access to the peer mentor relations program that I was speaking about, you would need to be a member of not only ACB, but the Diabetics in Action affiliate group. The membership dues are $10 for the year, and it is worth every penny. If you're interested in more information about the Diabetics in Action group, you can go to www.acbda.org, acbda.org, and that will give you all the information about the affiliate chapter.
I have to tell you something about diabetes. I don't know if you know this. Anybody listening to this right now, it's very important. I didn't know this. I'm going to make a statement. My numbers have been great and coming down, down, down. And I just, my ACB, my A1C now is 6.2. And it was almost 8 a year ago, and now it's 6.2.
And That's the doctor, fantastic, Michael.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The doctor said to me, he doesn't want me to go any lower. And he wants me to reduce my insulin. And I didn't know this. If your numbers go so low, you know what can kill you? Your numbers, if it goes below a certain point, you go to sleep and never wake up. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I always knew about high numbers. I didn't know about low numbers. If your numbers are very low, the opposite can happen. It can kill you.
Sheila and Liz, we're going to have to end this topic for tonight. It's 8:55. So pretty soon we'll be going on.
Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been an absolute joy. I cannot repeat that enough. You guys are just
thank
so
you
much
very much for coming on. Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch.
Okay. Sounds great, guys. Have a beautiful evening.
You too, Lynn.
Stay well.
Okay.
I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Dave Hillebrand. And I believe we're going to be talking more about blind ham operators. And also we'll have a representative from Christian Record Services for the Blind in Lincoln, Nebraska, calling in, and much, much more.
I want to thank you, Lynn, for being on the show tonight to be nice to me. I want to thank Sheila Young.
I was nice to you.
If you say so. I want to thank
Love you too, Michael.
I want to thank Chris Shaw for being on the show tonight.
I'm always nice.
I want to thank... You're always nice. Okay. I want to thank all our fabulous listeners. Even though you didn't call in, sometime it'd be nice to call in.
It's all right. It's all good.
Well,
they're listening.
We did have a guest caller to call in. Kim called in from Stuart, Florida, and wanted to say hi, but we ran out of time. So I told him, you know, next time we'll get him next week.
That's right. Call in next week, Kim, and say hi.
Yep, absolutely. Love to hear from you, Kim. Anyway, folks, all you folks out there, I hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. I want to say one thing before we leave. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. Good night.
Up our act.